He's in Europe still. Well, is he? Gowie, hello to you. How are you, mate?
Hello, fellas. Yeah, still in London, coming home tomorrow. So it's been a good trip.
And give us a taste of some of those courses you've played.
Oh, ridiculously good. Headed down to the other side of England and went down to Sandwich, where they play at Royal St George's. And done a bit of filming around a course there that held the 1932 Open Championship around a course called Princes, which is really good. And then, been doing a fair bit of filming. We went to the only golf course built by and designed by the great Seve Ballesteros, called the Shire London. So I've been a few. It's been good. After I spoke to you last, I played in a corporate golf day event with Kenny Dalglish. That was my second game with it, and we won. So, victory. My only victory for a long, long time.
Gowie, I was watching your episode with Nathan Cleary the other night on Fox. Who's the best non-golfer? So the best athlete that's obviously not a professional golfer that you've seen out of any code?
All right. You must have been really, really bored, Clarky, that's for sure.
No, it was good. I was just having a look. Nathan looks like he knows exactly what he's doing. Looks like a good golfer.
What do they call him? A golf simulator, is it?
Yeah.
I saw some of that.
Yeah, Penrith drum golf. Actually, he's really good. His dad obviously can play. He's a good golfer. And when they're in New Zealand, he started to play a bit of golf. And yeah, he can hit it. Actually, he can smash it. But to answer your question, Greg Blewett is by far the best I've ever seen.
Okay.
They talk about Ponting and a few others, but Blewett, I played with him in a pro-am around New South Wales, and man, he could have turned pro. He's probably, Scott Draper turned pro, who was a tennis player, done well, won the Victorian PGA Championship. But Greg Blewett, if he really put his mind to it, he's probably a bit past now, but probably 15 years ago, he could have turned pro, I reckon. He could hit the ball. It is long and straight and putted well, and he was really good. And even out of the American ones over here, there's a few that I've seen out and about, but none to what Greg Blewett was like.
Okay. Gowie, what about Bray Tanasta? And isn't Calen Ponga supposed to be a gun golf player, or was a gun golf player?
Yeah. Calen Ponga played for the New Zealand juniors. Like, I think it was like the under-18s when he was in New Zealand and before his rugby league career took off. So I'm hoping to have him on the show at one time. We've had a lot of requests to try to get him on.
Yep.
I don't know how much golf he plays now. Well, Braith was pretty good when he was about 15 or 16. He knocked around with Ewan Porter and a couple of others and played a few events. He hasn't played a lot of golf of late. Last time I played with him, he couldn't hit the side of a barn. He was going everywhere. It was awful. Braith, we're going to try to look for your ball again. That's no good. Jeez. So I got sick of looking for his ball.
Sounds like my golfing.
But he could play of the day. He actually just doesn't get much time to play, which... it's one of those silly games. If you don't play much, you don't get any better.
That's it. Okay, let's wrap the PGA Championship from last week. And firstly, Mito Pereira had one of those moments that unfortunately will probably go down in a little bit of infamy. I saw some people saying Jean Vandeville. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but and what about the way he handled himself as well? He made himself available for every interview after what could have only been a shattering experience to double bogey the last and miss out on a playoff.
It was tough to watch because you think his golf swing and all that sort of stuff's not so pretty, and you sort of half like that, right? Because it's not the pretty McIlroy swing. He toughs out and you're thinking, wow, he's going to win this major and then changes his life, and then it all turns within 15 minutes. But he handled himself exceptionally well. But he will be, he will be thinking about it because you don't get that many chances. He is no Justin Thomas or a McIlroy or a Dustin Johnson. So I don't know whether he'll ever get that chance again. So I hope he does. I love the way his attitude was exceptional. He handled it very, very well. It's a learning experience, but you don't get too many chances. Even Justin Thomas said that. You just don't get that many chances. Only four times a year for a major, and the best player of all time, Jack Nicklaus, only won 18 majors. It's not like the tennis players that just win 20 and 25 majors. So he was good. It was hard. It was really hard to watch. I thought the golf course come up extremely tough, and those last you know, holes, and I guess that's what they're after was a bit of a show. But whoever backed Justin Thomas, I think would be very happy.
You actually tipped him. Yes.
Yeah, I tipped him, but it was short. It was in short there. And,
Wins a win.
Out of the crew on the last day. But, you know, odds were shocking, that's for sure. It should have been 20s or something like that, because that's hard to win.
Gowie, let me tell you this, mate. On this program, just accept it, because I tell you, when you lose, they'll give it to you.
I'll get a point. Wow. Oh, no, it's all fun. Bet with caution. Golf's hard, right? 156 players last week to pick a winner. So when you get one night, that's a good thing. But he's a, you know, he's a real player. I've been telling you guys for probably 3 or 4 months now. It looks like he's been working with Tiger on the types of shots to hit at the required time, and I think he did that really well on Sunday. So, yeah, he's backing up this week. They're at Colonial, and it's pretty hard to back up the second week because everyone's patting on the back. But not his type of golf course this week, but, you know, it was a big effort last week.
Now, tell us about this golf course being overrun by kangaroos, Gowie.
Yeah, how about this? The Rundle Hills on the Gold Coast, the kangaroos there you can go on Twitter, you can watch it everywhere. Is that the kangaroos have been, you know, taking out players. There's been 15 people taken out by in the last couple of weeks. They've actually closed the golf course up there for a number of reasons, not just the kangaroos, but the kangaroos don't want anyone to play their golf course. So believe it or not, I was at a golf course yesterday over here and someone asked me about it. That's why I looked it up, and it's quite evil that the kangaroos are, you know, scratching people, kicking them, and you know, not that you don't kick yourself for hitting a bad shot. No good when a kangaroo's taking it out on you.
Yeah, geez. Okay, Arundel Hills on the Gold Coast, right? Yeah, it looks. I'm just looking at it here. It looks a really nice track as well. Now, what are you watching out for at the Senior PGA Championships?
Yeah, so this backed up over the PGA Championships. A lot of really good players, but there's one that stands out. He hasn't won since he's been over there. Is Padre Harrington. And he's the one that just jumps off the page. That I don't know what price he is. I can't get up the tab account. But he looks fantastic going into this course this week. He just hasn't won. He's been there around about. And he's a winner. We know all the majors that he's won and how good he's played. So I like him this week. But seven Aussies over there. It's the players of old. Andre Stoltz, Rod Sampling, Sendon, Leaney, Richard Green, Allenby and Appleby. Are playing, so just sort of along Fox Sports, but I think that'll be an interesting one watching the old blokes, you know, sort of hit it around. And but Padre, I see what he stands out big time.
He's $9 on the third line of betting. Steve Strick is the $5 favourite. What about on the PGA Tour? What have we got this weekend? A Charles Schwab.
Yeah, Charles Schwab. We've got four Aussies in there. And one to watch this week, which I think he'll come to the top, is Minwoo Lee. He's got to make enough money to, you know, all with all his exemptions that he's had going into the US, he really wants to stay there. He doesn't really want to go back to Europe, but if he doesn't perform well in the next couple of weeks, he'll be out. So I think he'll just such a good player. He'll come good. Bunch of players sort of backing up, but I'm going to go pretty long here. I'm going with Brian Harman. He is the Ricky Ponting look-alike. Have a look at his pictures. He looks like it looks like punter for sure. He finished off last week at tied 34. He had 69 last round. Shorter golf course, you've got to manoeuvre your way around here. That's why Colin Morikawa was played well around here. So I don't know what Brian Harman is, what price. And then Taylor Cooch, he had a good round last week, and he's just one of those young guys that just keeps getting better. And I don't know when he's going to win this kid, but he'll keep winning. Where Brian Harman's won a couple of times on tour. I'm not betting with much confidence this week, I can tell you.
I'm just showing Clarkie Brian Harman. He is a dead ringer for Ricky Ponting.
He is, isn't he? Ricky Ponting before before Ricky got the fix-up. Back in the heyday, Ricky Ponting. This is the heyday punter. It's the bourbon and beefsteak punter for sure.
Mate, it is ridiculous. And you see him up close. You know,
my goodness.
Go, hey, Ricky, it's unbelievable.
That. Yeah, with a cap like on, he looks a lot. Yeah, he does too.
That is punter. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Left-handed. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Was punter right-handed cricket? I don't remember.
Yeah, he's right.
Okay, so you had Brian Harman, who's $41. Did you give us a roughie and a top Aussie?
Yeah, Taylor Cooch. I don't know what price he'll be. He'll be out there a little bit, but I think Minwoo Lee will go okay. There's only four Aussies. Lucas Herbert. Matty Jones and Kem Davis in this week. So they've all played last week. All four of them played at the PGA last week. Bit of an easier golf course this week. They won't be dashed up as much. So fingers crossed Minwoo can do something pretty special this week.
Okay, great stuff, Gowie. So, yeah, Brian Harman, $41, Taylor Gooch, $34, and I'll find Minwoo Lee's price for our listeners. But, mate, you have a safe trip home.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you next week.